Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. As I listen to the news, whether it's news from Europe, the Middle East, United States, Far East, or Africa, anywhere, I hear of the problems we're all facing with the COVID and other issues as well. And yet, Jehovah God speaks to us from the prophets. And King David tells us these thousands of years later that we can be blessed and have courage no matter what we're facing. So I'm going to read some scriptures from the Psalms to give you hope and courage. So listen carefully to these important words from the Psalms and let them take root in your mind and spirit. These and other scriptures have nurtured and encouraged me in the dark days and nights of my own life, and may they also encourage you. Well, the first scripture I want to read is from Psalm 1. It begins with, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Well, David here is referring to the scriptures, as we call them. And further in Psalm 1 is God's promise to you. It says, "He will be like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and in all that he does, he prospers." And these next verses are a prayer of King David for you, and it's my prayer for you also. "Let all who take refuge in you, O God, rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love." Well, there's a wonderful confirming song saying that God is our refuge in times of trouble. Here's a song by the group Heal Our Nation, and it's called, "You Are My Refuge."
I have found a place I can call my own. Here in your embrace, where your mercy overflows. It's here that all my doubts and fears just melt away. Oh,
I love that song. Just listening to it always encourages me, no matter what's going on in my life. Well, during this program, we're going to the Bible to see what God has to say to you, to give you courage and help you with the fear that sometimes wants to overwhelm you. Truly, God desires to reach into your heart and bring you peace. Well, here are some more scriptures that I love. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. And then some verses from Psalm 3. You, O Lord, art a shield around me. I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Victory comes from you, O Lord. And Psalm 9, verses 9 to 12. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. And here's some verses from Psalm 27. And with David we can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army surrounds me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in God I will be confident. Wonderful words from King David. Well, there's a wonderful song that reminds us of the power and courage we can have in our lives to handle whatever is happening. This song is based on Psalm 27, which I just read to you. Here is Celeste Saponi singing Psalm 27, The Lord is my light.
For the Lord, He has strengthened my heart. I'll wait on Him.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid?
Is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, beholding His beauty, to ask in His temple forever.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light
Yes, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And if you ask him, he'll be yours too. Well, in case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, heard all over the world, on your local station, on satellite, shortwave, the internet. Well, with frightening world events swirling around us, as well as our own personal disasters, I thought it might be good to hear what God himself says to us in this time of our need. So here are some verses from Psalm 9, verses 9 and 10. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. And here's another verse of assurance I depend on, and you can too. King David wrote in Psalm 18, verses 1 to 3, I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. And then down to verse 30, he says, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. Wonderful words for us, aren't they? Well, when we were in Branson, Missouri a few years ago, we heard a marvelous bass singer by the name of Mark McCauley. He sings about our God who fulfills his promises. And this song says, He lights the way when the road is long. He keeps me company. And with his love to guide you, he'll walk beside you, just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage to go on from there? Somebody bigger than you and I. Well, here is Mark McCauley singing now for you. Somebody bigger than you and I.
Who made the mountains? Who made the trees? Who made the river flow to the sea? Then who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who made the flowers? Spring, who made the song for the robins to sing? Then who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long. Me company, and with his love to guide you, he'll walk beside you, just like he walks with me. When I am weary, filled with despair, who gives me courage?
Yes, I'm thankful God is bigger than you or I, and we don't need to be afraid, for he will be there beside us if we ask him. You know, many of the Psalms I've shared today were actually songs written by King David. The Bible tells us that David played the harp not only to quiet the sheep when he was out in the hills with them, but when he was young, his music also quieted the heart of King Saul when Saul was disturbed. And that's what God-honoring music does for me, quiets my heart. And I listen to it on my computer all day long while I'm working. And it helps me to reach out to you and to have an idea of what will help you. So when difficult times come, and they do for all of us, I have found that if I just pick up my Bible and open anywhere in the Psalms, somehow David's words bring comfort and hope to my hurting heart. He just seems to know what I'm going through. And may I encourage you that if you're in a place in your life where you're hurting and confused, fearful, you don't know what to do, that you just take your Bible and turn to the Psalms. There you will find balm for your soul. In fact, I often read the Psalms out loud so my ears hear what David wrote. Well, the next Psalm I'm going to quote from is titled, A Prayer of David for Deliverance. It's Psalm 86, and it begins this way. Bend down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for you are my God. And further down, David writes, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. And later, among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord. And in Psalm 83, verse 18, it says, Oh, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. So if your life seems like you live in a wilderness of confusion, hurt, anger, fear, any other destructive emotions, this song's for you. It's by one of my favorite quartets, the Mark Trammell Quartet, and they sing The Way in the Wilderness.
A stream and these healing waters open silent ears and eyes that have not seen, limbs that lay so useless suddenly are leaping, lips that never spoke sing of His grace. He is God Jehovah.
Reason to rejoice where once no flowers bloom for me, there blooms a rose
of victory. Living waters break out right into a river flowing with His love and righteousness.
He is God Jehovah. He's the way in the wilderness.
For fountains flowing full of healing, praising Him for wells of blessedness. We have found Him all we need, our hope in the wilderness.
hearts bloom and sing for joy. There is much reason to rejoice where once no flowers bloom for me. There blooms a rose
of victory. Living waters break out right into a river flowing with His love and His righteousness. He is God Jehovah.
Truly, God Jehovah is our way through our wilderness, no matter what we're facing. Well, we're only one third of the way through the Psalms, so I hope you'll go to your Bible and read the Psalms often for yourself. I know you will be blessed. And I would like to close by reading part of my favorite Psalm, Psalm 37. It's a Psalm I go to often when I need direction or wisdom or comfort from God. So now I'm going to read various scriptures that I think will bless you too. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Don't worry about evil people who prosper. And further down in Psalm 37 it says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. Once I was young, and now I am old, and yet I have not seen the godly forsaken. Yes, if you're at a stage in life when you worry about falling, as the scripture says, you can ask the Lord to uphold you with His hand. Perhaps you worry about going up and down some stairs. Wherever it is, as many times a day as you need to, remind God of His promise that He will uphold you with His hand. Oh, there's so much more, but now to the last verses in Psalm 37. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in Him. Amen and amen. Oh, what wonderful assurance. God says He will rescue you, and you will find shelter in Him if you ask Him. Well, my prayer for this program is that you've received God's word into your heart to quiet your soul like King David. If you'd like a CD of this program, write or email me. It would be my gift to you. The announcer will give you the information and we'll send you a CD if you ask. Then you can listen to the scriptures over and over when you're feeling stressed or frightened or depressed with all of the events surrounding you in your world. And I would love to hear from you and find out what is going on in your world and where we can pray for you. And remember, no matter where you live, what you've been through, what you've done, God loves you. And it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.